Good morning. Thanks a lot for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio is our friend Neil Kaplan. He's the director of Always Patsy Cline. It's based on a true story. It was created and originally directed by Ted Swindley. And Neil Kaplan is taking a directorial debut of Always Patsy Cline, and he is also the executive director of Great Things That Go On at Bannerman Island and the Bannerman Island Trust. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so great to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so thrilled to be here and to talk about Bannerman Island, which is an incredible ruin in the Hudson River by Frank Bannerman, who built it in 1901 to 1918.
What was it originally used as?
It was used as an arsenal
to
store his collection of military equipment from the Spanish and American War, Civil War, and whatever he had.
Wow.
And he had a summer home there, which in front of the summer home, we have created a theater. Mm. So you see the house behind you and you see within the set of Patsy Cline, Always Patsy Cline. And it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
There.
So that's so cool. So the island, number one, has been refurbished. And how do you get to it?
Well, we have a boat called the Estuary Steward, and it comes out of Beacon. And we have tours on Friday evening, Saturdays, and Sundays, which sell out. So you
have
to do it in advance. And we have movies and we have plays. And right now, we have this incredible show by Ted Swindley called Always Patsy Cline, and it's going to feature the incredible Jessica Welch, who has played Patsy Cline for over 3,066 performances. She's played from L.A. all the way to New York, and now she's going to be performing on Bannerman's Island. And let me tell you, this woman is incredible. She does all the nuances and all the inflections of Patsy. And I am just so astonished every time I hear her sing.
Now, you told me that she sings quite a number of songs. How many?
She will sing 29 of Patsy's songs that Patsy sang. And so it's quite a show. And it's based on a true story about Patsy Cline, who meets a Texas housewife named Louise Sager. And they befriend each other at a honky-tonk in Texas.
Mm.
I think it's in Houston. And so it's pretty cool. And they become pen pals.
So Louise went to see Patsy perform, fell in love with Patsy as a human and a singer.
Absolutely.
And started to befriend her and correspond. They sent letters.
They did. Letters and phone calls. Mm. And she actually stayed the night with her. And this story is told through Louise of how she met her, and she talks about Patsy. And it's quite fascinating. And Claire Zempel, who plays Louise, who's performed on Bannerman's Island for three other shows. She's amazing. Just as amazing as Jessica. She is so funny and so wonderful playing the part. Yes. And we are so honored and pleased that she can be there and that we have Jessica. Because, I mean, that is a coup to have these people performing on Bannerman's
Island.
And
another important ingredient is the music. So where's the music coming from?
Well, we have a five-piece band that's playing, and it's headed by our music director, who's incredible, Tom McCoy. And people might know Tom. He plays all over the Hudson Valley, and he's amazing. And the band's going to be wonderful. We have a slide guitar and the bass and the whole work. So it's going to be really terrific.
So 29 Patsy Cline songs, full band with Jessica Welch as Patsy, and over 3,000 plus performances as Patsy. I can only imagine the chemistry that everyone on stage will have as well.
It's pretty terrific. And the whole thing is an experience. It's like you're taking a honky-tonk journey to Bannerman's Island. And not only do you see the show, but you have a boat ride to and from the island. And you also will get, if you're on the first boat, because there's two boats for one show,
okay.
The first boat, you'll get a tour of the island, and then you'll see the show. The second boat, you'll see the show. You'll get a walk around, and then after the show, you'll get a lecture about Bannerman's Island. So it's a whole experience, when you do this. So
yeah.
We're pretty thrilled.
Well, I remember back in the day traveling from New York City up to here, and you go on the rail line, and you pass by Bannerman Castle. And back in the day, it was ruins, and it looked really cool.
It like, still is ruins. But we're working on that, and it takes a lot of time and money, but we've done a lot of work
and,
thanks to Parks
as
and
far
Trails,
as
New
I
York
know,
and New York State Parks.
Say that again, because I stepped on you.
I'm sorry. That's okay. We're doing a lot of work thanks to grants from Parks and Trails New York, which was for the last few years they've been helping us a lot, and New York State Parks and the EPF grant in the past. So there's been a lot done.
And what's the connection with West Point Cadets?
The West Point Cadets have helped us on several projects out there. They built our Clivis Multrum bathrooms.
Wow.
And out there. And they also worked on a bridge out there. They built a bridge. We put a bridge back. It was really cool.
Wow.
And they worked on our watering system for our gardens because we have no water and no electricity on the island. So,
yeah.
The lights are pretty bare bone because we have generators and things to work on. So it's really quite an experience. You can get.
Tell me about the boat. Then where do you get the boat?
You get the boat from Beacon.
Okay.
The Beacon Waterfront, and it's really cool. And tickets are online at www.bannermancastle.org. You could buy tickets there. Now you can get group rates. If you have 10 or more people and get a better price on the general admission seating, if you have six people, you can get a group rate too. Mm. It's a little higher than the 10, but it still gives you an opportunity to go out there and do it. But you're getting the boat ride, you're getting the tour, and you're getting an incredible show on Bannerman's Island. So we are so thrilled. We have people like Tom Muller working on the who's our technical director, and Sue Reagan, who's working on the show as our stage manager. But so we have a great team, and Paul Kluckman, who runs our workboat back and forth so we can get the actors over there and everything else. But we have, the show is amazing, and I just want everybody to come out and experience this incredible experience.
So it's on Bannerman Island, July 24, 5, 6, 7, and 8th, the 24th through the 28th. Tickets and information, you can get it all at bannermancastle.org. What other events do you have coming up after Always Patsy?
After Always Patsy Cline, we have Tara O'Grady, who is an Irish jazz singer. And she's going to do a concert with Carl Scully, who was one of the Irish tenors across world famous.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing a concert on the I think it's the 19th.
Wow.
Of August. And then we have Dracula with Theater on the Road in September.
Cool.
And then we have movies, and we have a movie called Plunder Crest, which was. It was done on Bannerman's Island. They actually filmed it there. And it's going to be on August 9th.
Wow.
And we're doing The Ghost and Mrs. Muir in August. And we're doing Hocus Pocus. So we have a lot of things that we've done. And the movies have been selling out.
And there will
be rain dates
fun.
Because we have had rain. And we can't perform in the rain. But there are rain dates. So we will be able to do these things.
Okay.
And just come and see Always Patsy Cline. I can't tell you enough how great it is. And Ted Swindley actually moved to Beacon, and he came and he helped us with the show.
Oh, cool.
And he's going to come one night, and we'll be able to introduce you to Ted Swindley. What an amazing guy. And he was so giving, and he's a great playwright. And this play's been around for over 38 years. Mm. And so, and he's still working on it and hoping to bring it off Broadway next year.
Wow. Well, it's a cool show with a great concept. And again, letters that Patsy Cline and Louise Sager have written and corresponded back and forth to each other, including phone calls. And you can hear the love that was there. And as Patsy's career really started to rise, she had somebody to check in with, which is very, very strong.
She did. And Patsy had a rough life, pretty much. She wasn't wealthy. She was actually poor and probably considered to be on the wrong side of the tracks with a lot of people. Mm. And she overcame all of that stuff. And she had a first marriage that failed, and the second marriage was rocky. You know, she had a lot of problems with that. But she brought it out in her music, and you could, when you hear Patsy, you just feel everything.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Jessica. You could feel it's all there.
She carries the empathy.
She does.
Wow.
And you know, you're just like, because it's really great. I mean, they couldn't see me do that. I'm like rubbing my eyes, wiping tears away. Yeah, but I forgot it's radio. You can't see me. But nevertheless, I'm just thrilled with the work that's being done by Jessica Welch and Emily Claire Zempel and Ted Swindley and all the crew that's working on this. I cannot thank everybody enough. And please come. There will be an encore performances on the 2nd and the 3rd.
Oh, cool.
Of August. And we do have a couple rain dates on the 1st and the 4th. But nevertheless, this is a great show. Come to Bannerman's Island, experience the journey to Bannerman's and the magic of this magical castle that's there. And you'll get to see a show right in front of the Bannerman residence, which is the small castle on the island. Mm. And you can go inside and you'll see the show. It's amazing.
Cool. And that's July 24th through the 28th, Bannerman Island. Tickets and info, visit BannermanCastle.org, 845-831-1001. If you could remember that, for tickets, BannermanCastle.org. Always Patsy Cline, directed by Neil Kaplan, our guest this morning. Neil, thanks a lot for your time. Thanks for driving in, and all the best with all the performances.
Thank you so much, and I want to thank Ted Swindley and Jessica, who have helped so much on this production. Thank you.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
Come enjoy a honky-tonk musical journey with the incomparable Jessica Welch and Emily Claire Zempel in Always Patsy Cline. Always Patsy Cline sails onto Bannerman Island July 24th through the 28th with encore performances August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For tickets, go to BannermanCastle.org.